I want to turn first of all to a verse in Matthew chapter 11. See, this is because among God's people, there are those who are very highly educated, who can be wholehearted disciples of Christ. And there are some who are very uneducated, who can also be wholehearted disciples of Christ. In India, we have both extremes of people. We have PhDs in our church, and we have in some of our churches people who have never finished high school, and some who can't even read or write. So it's been a great privilege for me to speak to both these groups of people and to see how all of them can be wholehearted followers of Jesus. People who can't read the Bible, somebody else has got to read it to them. And remember, for 1400 years of Christianity, they never had a Bible like this. Nobody. The first printed Bible was in the late 1400s. Why did God not allow printing to be discovered before Christ was born? Wouldn't it have been a tremendous... God could have done it. What he did 1400 years later, he could have done it earlier. Wouldn't it have been a tremendous advantage if from the day of Pentecost onwards, everybody had a Bible? But that's taught me something, that the most important thing in the Christian life, though the Bible is very valuable, is not to have a Bible in our home. That is very valuable, but it is not the most important. Because if it were the most important, God would have allowed printing to be discovered before Christ was born, so that every Christian from day one would have a Bible in their home. But what the Lord taught through his apostles was that the most important thing that Christians need is to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And very often, the more educated we are, the more we think that if we can read the Bible and understand it and explain it, we will be spiritual and we will please God more. I'm not against studying the Bible. From the time I was converted, I spent the first 7 years studying the Bible thoroughly. And all my knowledge of Scripture is almost based on those first 7 years when I went through it thoroughly with every type of help I could get. But I've discovered through the years that it's the illumination and revelation of the Holy Spirit that makes everything living to us. So, Matthew chapter 11, verse 25, Jesus said, "I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth. You have hidden these things," that is the real spiritual values, "have been hidden from the wise and the intelligent and revealed to babes," not even grown-up, uneducated people, but to babies who've never been to school. The important word there is revealed. Revealed is a word which is not found in the Old Testament. The Old Testament, you did not need revelation to understand God's will. You just needed a good mind and study the law and you'd know God's will. But in the New Testament, a good mind and study will not help you to know God's will, because God reveals his truth. It's by revelation. Later on, if you turn to Matthew 16, you find that when Jesus asked, "Who do people say that I am?" In verse 13, Matthew 16, verse 13, "Who do people say that I am?" And they said, "Some say John the Baptist, some Elijah." Now, there were very, very great scholars in Israel, and Jesus never chose any of them to be his disciples. And those scholars thought that Jesus was Elijah. Oh, well, that's a good thing. At least they thought he was one of the prophets, or Jeremiah. But Peter said, and Jesus asked, who do you say? And Peter said, you are the Messiah. Christ means Messiah, the Son of the living God. And Jesus said, Simon, you're very blessed. Why was Simon blessed? Because he understood what all the clever PhDs of his time did not understand. He was just a fisherman. He never went to college. Because human understanding, flesh and blood, did not reveal. There again you see that word, reveal. He did not reveal this to you. It didn't come to you by understanding, Simon Peter. Because if it comes by understanding, those other 60-year-old Pharisees would know it much better than you or quicker than you. But my Father revealed it to you. Now, Simon Peter was not a baby. He was an expert fisherman. But when it came to revelation, he was like a baby. And that's why the Father revealed to him things which clever people in Israel did not understand. Now, why do I say this? Because most of us here in this church are clever. Now, if I were speaking in one of the poor villages in India, like I've often done, we don't need to speak about this so much because they are uneducated people. They read the scriptures and they can't figure out what the original meaning is in the Greek or the Hebrew. They don't even know it was written in Greek and Hebrew. They just read the Bible in their own, and they don't have so many translations like we have, Living Bible, Message Bible and all that. They've got one translation in their language. And sometimes those translations are not accurately translated either. They are much more dependent on revelation. And we who are educated should not think that we can understand the Bible by looking at the various versions and studying various aspects of these words and root meanings and all that. Brothers and sisters, we need revelation. That's what will change our life. Revelation is where I may not be able to explain a verse like some intellectual can, but it changes my life. I may not be able to preach a sermon on a particular theme, but it changes my life. Revelation always changes your life. Study of the Bible does not change a person's life. It sometimes puffs him up with the knowledge of the Bible. He can preach. He can get honor. He can make money. But it doesn't change his life. It doesn't make him love his wife like Christ loved the church. It doesn't make him a servant of others wanting to wash people's feet. It exalts him to be a leader. Look at all the great preachers in the world. They are not people who wash people's feet. They make money through their preaching and their ability. They don't emphasize revelation. There are many ways in which CFC and our churches is different from many other churches. We don't claim to be better than anybody. We've got hypocrites in our churches just like every church has. But there are certain things we emphasize which are not emphasized in many churches. One is revelation. Jesus spoke so much about it. And when Jesus said this to Simon, he also said, verse 18, it's Matthew 16:18, on this rock. And this is where the Roman Catholics have got it wrong. They think Peter is the rock. He's not the rock. Jesus said, you're Peter. But on this revelation that you got just now, on this rock of revelation, I will build my church. And the gates of hell will not prevail against it. So I see from that verse that revelation is needed to build the church. All of us need to see the revealed Christ, revealed to us by the Holy Spirit. Not just what we read in the Bible. And read in the Bible is, what you read in the Bible is that Jesus healed the sick. He loved lepers and poor people. And we can see all that and try to follow it. And a lot of people who try to follow that very often live in a lot of sin. And they continue to go to church and imagine that they're very spiritual because they know a lot of the Bible. But revelation will humble a man. He will realize that the most important thing in the Christian life is not to know the Bible. The most important thing in the Christian life is to love Jesus with all our hearts, even if we don't know the Bible.